Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Hi, Niall. This is an email, by the way. Hi, Niall. I was wondering if you could talk about something on the show, but please keep my name anonymous. I am a grandmother and one granddaughter who I absolutely adore. She's 8 years of age. My daughter works full time. And by the way, this was written to us today, so obviously on the back of what we mentioned this morning about grandparents and mine and their kids, etc. My daughter works full time to afford a home and support her daughter. She's a wonderful mother and I'm extremely proud of her. Her ex is not in the picture. He used to look after my granddaughter every now and again, but he was never a very supportive father, and eventually he just stopped getting in contact. That was about 3 years ago now. Ever since then, he completely left the picture. Myself and my husband have been helping my daughter out with babysitting. She was finding childcare too expensive. And at the time, we offered to look after our granddaughter after school every single day until she found something more affordable. The thing is that was 3 years ago, and still we are looking after her Monday to Friday after school until she comes home from work. The reason I'm getting in touch is because of the fact that I don't want to mind my granddaughter anymore, and I'm looking for some advice. I listen to your show every evening, and I know your listeners might actually be able to help me. I'm 62 years of age, and I feel I should be trying to enjoy my own golden years with my husband. I spoke to my husband about how I was feeling, and he didn't agree with me. He said that we need to help our daughter. I understand where he's coming from, but I also feel like I did my child-rearing days already. I feel selfish even typing this, but I'm considering telling my daughter that I can no longer mind our granddaughter. I have friends who don't look after their grandkids every day, and they have a great life. They're able to do whatever they want and have no responsibilities. I want this. How do I even start to bring this up with my daughter? I know she relies on me, but am I allowed to be a little bit selfish in my latter years? Don't get me wrong, I love my granddaughter to bits and I'd love to have her visit and come over on a Sunday maybe for dinner or whatever happens, but not every single day. Maybe you can talk about this on the show and I could get some advice from some people about what is the best way to deal with it. Now, is she being selfish? And is the daughter taking advantage of her? Clearly the daughter's not even paying her for the situation, for what she's doing. I mean, it has become extremely common in Ireland for grandparents to mind their grandchildren because of the rising cost, of course, of childcare and the necessity for both parents to be actually out working. But this is a single mum, obviously, and grandparents are expected to sacrifice their golden years to help mind their grandchildren. But should she stop minding her granddaughter and start living her own life? Or would that be a selfish thing to do? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Would it be selfish of this grandmother to even suggest to her daughter that she doesn't want to mind this child anymore? Morris, you're on Classic Hits.
Niall, how are you doing, all right?
Morris, Morris, I know you've got grandkids and you adore them. And this wouldn't bother you at all. This is it's a pleasure for you to mind them.
Well, like I said, they're in England, and that's the thing. I'm missing out on their life. I only had the two of them on the phone this evening on the WhatsApp link, you know.
Oh, I thought they were over here because you were telling me there a while ago you just had another one.
Yes, no. They live in London, Niall, and they were home for Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yes, Noah and Lola. She's three now in April, so they were on the phone for us this evening. And hello, Nanny. Hello, Granddaddy. You coming to my house? And wait until I take the coat off, and then I'll talk to you. We had him here at Christmas and the house was full again and Santa came and, you know, but I can understand that woman. You know, when I listen to what you said and what you wrote, 5 days a week for 3 years.
Yeah.
It knocks you back after you put your own life, you know, on hold for your own children, and then you're getting a double dose, and then it sort of comes like a habit. So you understand that.
But it does sound to me like the daughter is kind of taking advantage of her at this stage.
Yeah, I think so, you know, and then the odd time then if the parents are whacked after being there all day and then the daughter goes, oh man, one of my friends rang me, I fancy going out for a drink, concert, any chance? And of course they're not going to say no. So then it's 6 days.
And then what happens if the granny and granddad, her mother and father, want to go away on holidays? Like, exactly. You know, and then the daughter's going to have a pissy face on her going, well, who's going to mind me baby? You know what I mean? I mean, what am I going to do?
Who's the one that's stuck in the middle? The child.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, well,
you know?
It is. Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's the problem. And see, like I said to your researcher when I was texting about it, I said, we're here to give them a better future. We're here to make the world a better place for the grandchildren.
Yeah.
You know, you bring up your own children and they bring on the next generation. But like you said, it's a financial trap. She has to go out. She has to walk to provide. There's not a male influence. So you fall back on mammy and daddy. And then it's just like,
well, let's be clear about it. The father is obviously a bollocks if he's, you know, if he hasn't contacted his own child in 3 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's tough. You see, my two grandchildren are young, and one and a little bit, and then three. Whereas she has a school going child 5 days a week, and it just means they're tied to the house because of school runs.
Yeah.
But like I said, where I'm coming from, you know, I'd give my left arm for my grandchildren to grow up in Ireland.
So if your grandchildren were here and your daughter wanted to go, you know, and work
every day of the week or twice, I'd mind them for nothing. If they came back and bought a house in Ashbourne and done chocolate somewhere.
Yeah, but do you think you'd get tired of that after a few years?
No, I don't think so. Because when they're away from home, it's time that you can't replace.
Oh, I know, like I know that, you know, and a distance is certainly makes the heart grow fonder.
It kills you, and the stays you'll never get back. It's times in their life.
Yeah, but Morris, at the moment you can kind of pretty much do what you want every day of the week. You have your freedom, haven't you?
Yeah, here at the moment, yeah. I have, my youngest son is 22, the other fella is 24, so me and Carol can do what we want. But like, my youngest son has autism, so we have to make sure that he's okay.
Yeah.
He's in the services and he's doing fine, you know?
Yeah, okay.
You know, so I think basically she's caught between a rock and a hard place. But three, you know, the daughter hasn't seemed to done anything to help her parents in the 3 years. She's just like, oh, well, listen, I'm working, I'm giving me life. Use her, doing nothing, use her all, just might as well mind her. So she seems to be taking advantage. But like I said, it's the child that's stuck in the middle.
Okay, we'll stay there for a second. Let me go to Derry-Ann as well. Derry-Ann, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Derry-Ann?
Hi, and I, long time no see.
Yeah, long time no see, Derry-Ann.
We'll say nothing. Okay.
Well, was it today at 5 o'clock, I think, if the truth be known?
I think so, yeah, you're looking well.
Yeah, I met Derry-Ann today, see?
Wow.
5 o'clock today, out with Jumi shopping, and there she was.
And fair dues to you for doing what you were doing, by the way. You're an amazing dad.
There you go, I had me trolley full of shopping.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But on this note, me being a grandma, because I have to say grandma because my grandchildren are American and I'm grandma to them.
Well, they live in California, don't they?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I've had a girl and a boy, right? And I have always said, absolutely no way I'm minding babies or children if they have kids. And I really was very, very serious about it. And then when my son had three girls, but you see, I didn't have to mind babies when he had them.
Okay.
And the first time I went to see them, you know, they were kind of walking, nappies, whatever, but they were doable.
Yes.
Yeah. I think, and I'll say this to the lady that wrote in the message to you, absolutely no way is she selfish. Like, we came into life, we bore our children, and a lot of us at this age suffered a lot, you know, through a lot of different situations.
Yeah, you made your sacrifices, yeah.
Yeah. But, and we're still doing it, right? So, to think that, like, you get older, and you know I'm in my 60s, and, you know, you can't lift a child as good as you could back in your 20s. And you've there's a lot of responsibility to minding children. I went to the States. My son paid for me to go over in June, I think it was, for 5 weeks. And I literally minded a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old non-stop for 5 weeks. And
how did that work out? Were you exhausted?
I was absolutely wrecked, Niall, when I got back to Ireland. Don't even mention the jet lag. Now, my son will always look after me. He will always, thankfully, always give me a few bob. But I do not I think anybody that expects their grandparents to mind their children for nothing, they're selfish, they're horrible, and they don't deserve, because when you, and like Boris said.
So in other words, you're saying if the daughter was giving her a few quid, it might take the sting out of it.
Yes, because the reason being, you're older, it's harder, and if you're a grandparent, it's harder to mind children when you're a grandparent, because you cannot let that child out of your sight for 1 second.
Well, let me ask more, Morris. What she's saying is, at least if the daughter was giving her a few quid, you know, 50 or 100 quid a week,
yeah,
or something, it would take the sting out of it.
Yeah. I mean, look, even supplying the food and then, you know, well, bringing the nappies and everything else. And
well, I'm sure happy, but she probably is supplying the nappies and food, yeah.
I wouldn't take money from mine and my grandchildren because I come from a big family.
Well, this child is eight, by the way. Doesn't need nappies, yeah.
Is he eight?
She. It's a granddaughter. She's eight.
A girl, yeah. 8 years of age, like, you know. But I'll tell you one thing now. Well, Darianna's there as well. That child will grow up to be a great person because of the input the grandparents have put into her.
Mm. Yeah, but you can still do that, Mara. Sorry for interrupting you. Yeah. And I love your attitude, by the way. You can still do that. I mean, my connection with my three grandkids obviously is staggered because, you know, I might see them every 2 years, whatever. But I have a bond with those kids, a love that is to die for. And you don't know that if you have a grandchild. I never thought it would happen to me. Never, ever thought it would happen to me. And, but, you know, I just still think that if the parents thought of me as a human being and said, look, Mum, I'm going to give you a few bob, and I come home and I can go on a holiday, because it's not a holiday minding them, but I will mind them and I'll put everything into them because I love them that much. Yes. I just think it's not right. And I think it's, you see, unfortunately, that woman that wrote you Niall, she said she's in her early 60s. She probably has a daughter from the Celtic Club. And they were spoiled rotten, no more than my own. And they don't understand that when I had my son and daughter, for instance, I didn't have a mother. I didn't have my father died and my son was, you know, probably less than 2 years old. So I had no support like that. But one of my sisters minded my kids and I worked for... But I paid her. I would not expect her to mind my kids without paying her because I trusted her so much.
Okay, well, stay there for a second because I want to bring Phil as well into this. Phil, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Phil?
How are you doing, Niall?
Good. Phil, you know, is this grandmother being selfish or do you think she's being taken advantage of by the daughter?
I don't think she's being selfish, but I don't understand her and I certainly don't think she's been taken advantage of. Like, she doesn't want to mind a granddaughter at 8 years of age. I don't understand why she don't. That probably sounds funny, but I don't. I mean, they're just beautiful at that age, and they're like a friend, and they just make you smile when you don't feel like
it. But it is a responsibility as well. It does restrict her. Yeah,
absolutely does. But I mean, I collect my two grandsons 5 days a week from school.
Okay.
And I just love it. I certainly wouldn't take money to mind my own grandchildren.
Would you not?
I wouldn't dream.
Well, Derry-Ann believes that your daughter or son should offer you something.
She absolutely has offered me, but there's no way I would take money to mind my own grandchildren. Now, they're very good to me on my birthdays and Christmas, more than they would be usually if I wasn't minding them, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't take money to mind my own children. Like, they're my flesh and blood, and I couldn't do it.
Why not?
Because what? I just get too much pleasure out of it to feel that somebody has to pay me for it.
But that's not fair. When you look at it, like I, and I'm only looking at my situation, I had a hard time rearing my two on their own from the time they were 3 and 7 when my marriage broke up. And I gave them absolutely everything. I worked my back off to get them to where they are today, thankfully. But it's their time now to at least come back and help me if I can help them out.
Yeah, and I just feel that the job that I do, as they call it, to me it's not even a job, and I just would refuse. She has asked me.
And fair play to you, and Phil, that's great that you enjoy it and it's no problem for you. But this woman, as she says, she wants to enjoy her golden years.
I wouldn't think she's selfish one bit, because everybody don't feel like I do, and I don't expect everybody to feel like I do. And I think if she doesn't want to mind her grandchild of 8 years of age, she should say it out straight, because...
Well, you sound like a young grandmother, by the way, Phil, if you don't...
No, I'm not. I'm 61 nearly.
Right, okay. Well, that's young, for Jesus' sake. I'm 56. Jesus. So you said, by the way, if my son is listening, I don't want to be a grandfather yet, okay? I'm just in case he happens to be listening, all right? I don't want to be a grandfather, all right? He's 23. I'm getting close to that point, right?
Now, I wouldn't like to, I tell you now, if if she got pregnant in the morning, I wouldn't be able to mind a small baby again. I wouldn't want to mind a small baby again.
So what would happen then?
Well, there we go.
What would you do then if she said to you, tomorrow I'm pregnant?
Well, again, she'd probably have to get somebody else to mind the bit. Now, I don't, she'd not done better business, but I don't think she wants to have on her own. But if she did, because it could happen to the paint.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be able to mind from a new baby again.
Right, okay.
And she knows that. I wouldn't do it.
Right, okay.
But not, just, can I say
yeah, I mean, because it's hard. When you get to, I mean, you're right. Well, and I went through it all. I have three kids, but I couldn't see myself now at 56 changing nappies. And the smell and everything else, you know, I just couldn't.
You like it, and it wouldn't bother me now.
The women are better at that kind of thing, anyway. So they deal with this. I used to have, when I was changing nappies, I used to get a tea towel and put it, triangle it, and put it around my nose. I was like a bandit because the smell used to make me gag.
I used to have to give my grandson a photograph of Julia Roberts. I don't know why. When I used to give it to him when I was changing his nappy, he would just smile at her.
Why? How old is he now?
He's 7.
All right, okay. Does he still like Julia Roberts?
No, I don't think he does.
It's a weird taste. I'm going to wake up and say Julia Roberts.
Every time.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, I used to give a picture of my kids. I used to give her a picture of Joan Burton, you know, but that didn't
work.
That was just to make them go a little bit quicker. All right, stay there for a second. Let me go to Keith as well. Keith, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Keith? Keith, you there?
Yes.
Hiya, Keith. Keith, well, there you go. Phil says you shouldn't have to give money or you shouldn't accept money.
Yeah, well, to be honest, like, myself and my fiancé have a young girl, and my mother was minding her since she went back to work.
Yeah.
So, we do feel, obviously, kind of that...
Indebted to her.
Absolutely. And
well, she's saving you a grand a month, yeah.
Yeah, well, actually, in fairness, we did say it to her that, you know, we want to pay her, and we set up an agreement. We give her, you know, a couple of €100 a month.
Okay.
She doesn't really want to take it, but it's something that we feel...
But you twisted her arm?
Well, I mean, to be honest, sometimes I think we're going to work for a break. It's a tough job, and she doesn't have to do it, and she does, and just the point I want to make is that for us, being young and the two of us working and all of that, it makes life a lot easier for us. But at the same time, I just think, you know, they've reared us, and I don't think they really should be doing it.
And whether you're paying her or not, leaving aside the money, if she had said no to you, would you have been disappointed?
I would have been disappointed in the sense that, you know, I know how good of a mother she was.
To you,
to me, and my siblings, and how well she raised us. So from that,
and how old is she? How old is she, by the way?
My mother.
Yeah.
She's nearly 60. She's 60 in April. So
right, okay.
You know, and it can be tough. So you know, we do appreciate it, but at the same time, she should be enjoying these years as well. But I just think as well with childcare costs, and we just bought a house last year and a mortgage, and you know, like everybody else, so.
It is becoming more common for grandparents to be looking after children because of the cost of living nowadays. Well, it's because of the way we live, not so much. See, everybody goes on about the cost of living.
Everybody keeps saying we should be enjoying our life at this age. I am enjoying I love every bit of it. Love having them. I just think.
Yeah, well, Darianne now is not agreeing.
Darianne. Niall, can I say something?
Yeah.
That lady that sent you the email, she has a partner or a husband.
A husband, yeah.
And of course she should be out there. You know, he might say to her,
going to tea dances and stuff,
you know, and been able to head off.
Whatever older people do.
What?
Whatever, tea dances and, you know. I'm just saying, whatever older people, bingo. I'm just.
We have older people.
I'm only joking. They're only 4 years older than me, for God's sake.
Sure, I know that. No, I'm only saying is, at this stage of your life, okay, I made it very clear to my kids about where I stood on that stuff, and they kind of got it, you know. And I know for a fact, if my daughter was pregnant tomorrow, she would not expect me to mind her children without giving me a few bob. Because when you're minding children, it's an energy. It's full time. It's you get the love, but you're putting this energy into it. And my daughter will be getting, and her partner, is the fact that you have somebody that you can trust
Can rely on, of course, yeah.
And like,
yeah, I mean, I'm sure, sorry, sir, Keith, I'm sure you trust and rely on your mother 100% because it would be better than any crash, I suppose.
Well, absolutely. You see, that's well, I think that's another part of it as well. Like, I mean, I know the creches, you know, they do a good job as well, but there's a lot of comfort in knowing.
Some of them do, yeah. Okay,
well,
a lot of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't. I don't want to go down that road, but, like, I know, you know, I can go to work and she can go to work and we can just rest assured that, you know, and look, I mean, my sister has days off during the week as well and her mum as well at times and, you know, and my sister has a niece as well that my mum minds from time to time and
is your mum is busy, isn't she? God bless her.
Well, no, she is, and in fairness to her, you know, like, I do agree that...
And I'm sure she's making a tax return every year. Sorry, I'm joking. But hey, Shane Ross mentioned it during the year there, by the way, that grannies should be taxed.
No, grannies are getting an allowance.
Yeah.
What we should be.
Yeah.
No, but just before I go, like, I don't, you know, it's just, like, I think it is noticeable that, you know, in my job, I drive around the country, I see a lot of grandparents now pushing the buggies as opposed to parents, and, you know, they do help out. Like ourselves, an awful lot, and you know, fair play to them. And I know there's split views about some would want to do it and some wouldn't do it. And I know other kind of people, you know, in their 50s and who are grandparents, and they don't want to do it at all. They felt they have done it already, and they don't want to do it.
So different strokes for different folks, I suppose, is the answer. Thanks for that, Keith. Sorry, stay there, ladies, Phil and Darianne. I want to go to Karen as well. Sorry, Phil, did you want to say something?
No, I'm just saying nobody can love them naturally like we love them. I don't care how fond they are. No one will love your grandchildren like you do.
No.
You know?
No.
So that's why you feel so safe leaving them.
Well, yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. Creches can be grand places and they sort out the problem for you, but your child will never get the love and affection that they get off their grandparents.
No.
Okay, let me go to Karen as well. Karen, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Karen?
Hi, how are you?
Good. You're a single mum.
I am,
And your mother minds your child.
I became a single mother at 22.
Right.
And I kind of had to start from scratch. I was back home with mammy, everything like that. And my mother basically thrown me out the door to go out and have a life and get my life kind of back on for her to mind my child.
Okay.
But say, then roll on 6 years, me and my two sisters got pregnant at the same time.
Right.
So we all
three of yous.
All three of us, yeah.
We're pregnant at the same. That must be some crack.
So we all had newborns.
Jeez.
And my mother minded the three newborns. And
then
5 years later, my two sisters got pregnant together. So she minded 3 5-year-olds and 2 newborns.
Wow. That woman deserves a medal.
Never complained. Never looked for money. Never nothing. My sister thought it was too much for her. So they want, because they live 10 miles away. And so they wanted to put her in creche and stuff like that. My mother would actually get angry about it. And she would go on a bus to go into Nina to mind them kids.
So she's not having any of this creche business. She's looking after her grandchildren.
No, she wants to look after her grandchildren.
Are you sure it's not Phil?
She loves being around them. And she would never expect anything in return. Now we do, you know.
Hang on, Darianne.
Yeah, sorry.
Go ahead.
No, what I kind of hear is the fact that I would expect something in return. I'm selfish.
Yeah, well, but now this woman's mother sounds amazing. I want to hear more about her. Karen, continue about your mother. This is not a mother. This is an athlete.
Yeah, she's brilliant.
How old is she?
She's just turned 66.
Okay, we're all looking at the same age group here tonight, between 60 and 66, all these grannies minding children. So how many is she minding at the moment, Karen?
At the moment, now they're all in school now.
Right.
So
does she go and collect them from school or anything like that?
No, because they're too far away. But she'd go in the evenings if my sisters wanted to go away, she'd spend the night or, you know, she'd bring them down to her house. Now, she's very good to me. I'm a single mother again now of two. And I would not be, I went back to college last year to become a carer, and I would not have been able to do a single bit of that without my mother.
Right, well, what's her name? What's her name, Karen?
Her name is Kathleen.
Kathleen, well done to you, Kathleen. Fair play to you.
Bravo, Kathleen.
You're that woman that deserves a medal.
She's brilliant. She is a superwoman. Yeah, definitely.
They're a rarity these days. Sorry, Phil, what are you trying to say?
Yeah, I'm just saying she's amazing.
She
absolutely
is
amazing. And I know if my girls had have got somebody else to mind their kids, I would have been following them around the town to make sure.
Yeah.
So you'd have been a bit insulted if they had said we're going to put them in a crash.
My heart would have been broke.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, go on, Darianne. Your heart would have been broke, but go on, Darianne.
Yeah, no, I just want to say, you see, we've forgotten about, and like, that woman, Kathleen, does deserve to go up for the Women's Award.
Yeah, she does, yeah.
And she should be, and tell that girl to put her up for it. But what I'm saying is, there are some people like me who have struggled to rear our kids. And then we make a life for ourselves and we want to kind of do what we need to do at this stage because we have no chance in our, you know, 30s.
Well, I'm doing what I like, though. I mean, you're making it sound like that I'm not doing what I like, but I am doing what I like. Actually, I'm leaving my husband out, which is not fair because he's 50%. He does a good bit of the work with me, minding the kids. But, it's, you know, everyone's making it sound like we don't have a life.
I'm talking about me like somebody that's on their own and that's trying to, you know, got their life together, gets up, you know. One of my dreams at one point.
We don't want to know about your dreams now, fairness, Terry.
No, you're all right, Niall. I won't say.
Is he on a white horse? That's all I know.
No.
Is he naked?
What I'm saying is, you get to this stage, you've reared your kids, you've struggled, you've done what you did.
Yeah.
And then you want to, you know, break free. I was going to head off abroad. I did it minding animals for 2 years. And then I decided I'd go and I'd be a nanny because there are granny nannies abroad.
Mm.
And why can't we feel we can have freedom?
You can have all the freedom you want, just that Karen's mother doesn't want the freedom. She's quite happy to do what she's doing. And also Phil is quite happy to be doing what she's doing. So she's reduced the kind of work hours at this stage anyway, Karen, has she? Yeah, she has.
Yeah, she has. Yeah,
and by the way, is your dad still alive?
He is.
So does he help out Kathleen out?
Well, he's there, but I don't know what much helping he does.
Right, okay. Would he change a nappy now or anything like that? Would he now?
No, I don't think he would have. He would have been just the one to play with them and drive them mad.
Right, he wouldn't be doing the feeding and the changing.
No.
Okay, well, we'll stay there because I want to go to Billy as well. Billy, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Billy?
Well, you know.
Are you minding babies?
No, I agree with Darryl. I'm a lad, 26, and it's son, 22, my daughter's 18. We've no grandchildren at the moment, but if we did, we wouldn't be able to mind because I'm working, my wife's working. And thanks to this government and previous governments, I'll be working until I'm 68 or 70, whatever the retirement age has gone up.
92.
Well, it probably will gone up to the... So I wouldn't, by the time I reach retirement age, I certainly don't want to be looking after grandchildren. I want to be going, travelling the world with my wife and being on the golf course as regular as possible.
Right.
And that's...
And some people would think, now I wouldn't think so, but some people think that's a bit of a selfish attitude.
No, it's not selfish because I'm like Darianne just said there, I'm at, like everybody, a lot of other people, I'm at being paying a mortgage for 25 years.
Yeah.
I'm at the sacrificing a hell of a lot. I'm at the missing out on a lot of stuff. I haven't travelled much with my wife. And then when we retire, we'll be hopefully in a position to do that. And I certainly won't let grandchildren hold me back. And my
So what age are your kids? 18, 22 and 26? Was it?
Six, yeah.
Okay, and you're kind of the same as me now at the moment. Your youngest is 18 years of age. So, and it's a kind of, life starts to change then, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it won't change for me and my wife. We will remain working. Whether we can or not, we'll remain until retirement.
Are they all still at home, by the way, all three kids?
They are all at home, and you know, obviously, they're going to probably be home for a long time because you can't buy a house in this country.
It's
unaffordable. But Niall, my advice to that lady is, and I think her husband's very selfish, the lady that rang in who said she's 62, she should just drop the kids a few days and make more time for herself, and the husband doesn't agree with that.
But then what happens to the poor old daughter? She's stuck, isn't she?
Well, that's not the wife's fault. She should join a girls' group and go out with the girls and go on all this stuff. She's had the time. She's sacrificed everything. She's probably struggled paying mortgages like everybody else has. No, grandmothers are there just to help you at the odd time. The daughter's taking the piss.
But isn't Kathleen Karen's mother, isn't she? A wonderful woman. She was looking after babies for all three of the daughters.
Yeah, but sure, but like Catherine, God forbid, she'd be long enough soon, like all of us, we'll be in the soil. You only get one shot at this game, and it's not
but if she's happy doing it.
Sorry?
She'd be very happy doing it, and because I'm a single mother, I wouldn't be able to work without my mother.
Well, that's fine, but I wouldn't be minding grandchildren. I've had my life, I'll mind them if they're stuck, all right, my kids are stuck.
Can I ask you, does your wife feel the same way?
And I, well, I've always made it clear to her, I think she'll probably be like most women, she'll probably mind them, she'll probably love having them.
Yeah. But then, that's a kind of maternal instinct there, you know.
But Niall, if she is like that, well, then I'll just be going off to the golf course on my own, I'll be going off to different on my own. I'll be going to
So your wife will be at home minding your future grandkids, and you'll be off in Maradette Bay with a golf stick in your hand.
Yeah, but she can come if she wants, but she wants to mind it, but I'm not being held back by grandchildren.
There you go.
Don't think you're a bit selfish. I think if that's what you want to do.
I'm not being selfish, no, am I?
No, I don't. I actually don't think you're being
selfish. No, Karen, do you think he's being selfish?
No, I don't. I agree with him that, you know, people have to go out and work now, and, you know, they have to work so long now that I agree that you should be enjoying your life at that age.
100%.
But, could you not enjoy your life? You know, I don't think you're being selfish now, don't get me wrong, but with your grandkids.
I could, maybe, but I wouldn't take them 5 days a week like that girl is.
Is it a bit selfish for him to say he's going off the golf course on his own if his wife decides to stay at home and mind them?
Yeah, but
I wouldn't say he's the first man to do that now.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But I can't let him hold me back. You only get one shot at this life.
Yeah, I get that, Billy. Yeah. I can see nothing's holding you back. And what's the plan, Billy? So what age are you now, Billy?
I'm at the moment 52.
Okay, you're still a young man. Okay, so when you get to 65 or 67 or whatever the hell it is, what's the plan? Is it off to Marbella or something?
No, but the plan is hopefully that me and my wife will be travelling a bit more than we are. Maybe we'll have two holidays a year instead of one.
Right.
And that may be the plan, and then a few city breaks and maybe play golf start. Hopefully I'll do that about 5-6 years before that. I'll join a golf club here. I'd like to take up golf.
Right. Oh, okay. Mm. Do you ever play golf before, if it's just suddenly a thing you want to do?
No, never play golf. Just play pitch and putt. But everybody in the pitch and besides, he tried to get me into the golf, you know?
Right, okay. Yeah, sorry, Karen. Or Phil, or whoever.
I'm just saying, I hope it all works out for him. I do, like, you know, but even when I have my own girl, and I got married when I was 19, I had my first at 21 and my second at 24. I wanted to stay at home from work then. I didn't, and I did. I gave up working to be with my own children.
Okay, well, so let's stay there. I just want to go to one more caller. Amanda, you're on Classic Hits. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, Niall. Well, I'm 44.
Right.
And I have two grandkids.
I thought you were going to tell me somebody else is minding your children, but go on, you're 40. No. So you're a young granny.
I have two grandkids. I work full-time, but I do shift work. So I would get sometimes one day during the week off, or 2 days during the week off. I work weekends then as well.
Yeah.
But I would collect my grandson from school and mind him the day I'm off during the week. And they only had the second child in December. So when she goes back to work, I told her I'll do the same when she needs me during the week when I'm off, that I'll mind the two of them then for her.
Right.
And I love having them down. It's great having the grandkids down. And I wouldn't expect them to pay a penny for me to mind them.
Right.
You know, they have it hard enough as it is themselves. Now, I know as well, like, I'm trying to pay the mortgage.
But you have it hard too, by the way, because you've bills to pay too.
Well, that's it. But they're only starting out, and they need the helping hand as well. And I love having my grandsons down. Like, I have another daughter as well who's 12.
Okay.
So I'd have her as well then during the week as well.
Right, okay.
You know, but... like, as I said...
Well, she's 12. She's kind of getting easy enough to look after now at this stage.
Yeah.
But,
I love having them down. I wouldn't expect them to pay a penny for me minding them. I like that now. I took the two of them Saturday night for them.
Right.
So that they could go out and have a drink and have a night, and kept the two of them overnight. I'll be doing the same now when they go away in March.
Okay.
I'll take them as well overnight and mind them for them. And I'd still take down my older grandson, who will be 5 now next week, and mind him every other week and keep him overnight for them at the moment, so they have a little bit of a break and don't have the two of them on the hands.
Right, okay. And doesn't bother you at all. What do you think of this woman who wrote the email and said she's 3 years doing it now and she just needs to tell her daughter, I don't want to do it anymore?
Well,
is she selfish?
It's to their own, really. It's everyone to their own. You know, some people, when they're getting on, they want to start having their own life as well.
Yeah.
They said, I'm still working full-time, so I kind of, I'm busy enough, kept going. I don't mind minding them then when I have my day off during the week to help them out.
Yeah.
But like that, I could feel different when I'm 65. Or, you know, I might want to decide when I finish work that, hey, I don't want to be minding kids then all day, every day.
It's hard for
me
to understand as a man, because I think there's a different mindset, because Billy kind of summed it up there as well. There's a different mindset with men and women, because I'd be like Billy in the sense that I've done the rare and my kids are older now. I don't want to go through that again. And I don't think I ever would. You know, don't get me wrong, if there was grandkids in the future, they said, look, will you look after them for the night or for the day? That it should be grand. But yeah. I would, but there's not a chance I would do it every day of the week. Not a chance, even if I had the time.
I yeah. think it's different when they're actually there, though, Niall.
Yeah, I do. I agree. I agree with that. I would have said, sorry now for cutting in, but I would have said my father was the same. He wouldn't have wanted to mind kids. Mm. But it's a different story when they're there. I can see a difference in him when they're there.
No, but you know, if they're there, I just head down to the pub, I would.
Down to the pub.
I've been honest.
Yeah, like my niece has, you know, three. She has a baby and two little ones as well, all under the age of sort of seven. And they're adorable, absolutely adorable. And they're really good and everything. And I go over to her for a cup of tea every now and again. And it's grand for 2 hours, but I just could. I remember when I was that parent with the three kids, roughly around the same age as hers at the time. And I couldn't do that again. I'm too old. I'm 56.
Yep. Well, my husband as well, he's not a kid person. He's not kid friendly. But when our grandson is down, he is unbelievable. He's like a different person mm-hmm. with him. And he loves having him down, loves having him stay over. Mm-hmm. And he'll get down on the floor and mess it out with him, and they have their superhero fights and, you know, play away. And he'll sit there and let him draw all over him with crayon or whatever we paint or whatever he wants to do.
Right.
You know, I think it is different when it's your own.
When it's your own. You maybe,
they're there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, my husband's the same now. They get into the soccer and all because the girls didn't do the soccer, of course. And I leave the grandson.
What do you mean, of course? Girls can do soccer if they want, you know. Yeah, this is 2020.
And no, just the boys love the soccer and he's delighted. Like they do those, whatever they want on the laptops, you know, the picking out their teams and that. Like they do all that and he just loves them.
All right.
And again, he would have said no way.
All right, well, listen, thank you very much indeed, ladies. And thank you, Amanda, by the way, the young granny. Thank you very much indeed. All right, and thanks, Billy. All right, appreciate everybody coming on the air. Keep texting, keep WhatsApping. And the number is 087-188-0000. Right, stop it, Karen, you're a messer.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.